This installation, 11 Frog Poems, Water Witch, for the memory of Tony Golden, Joe Birch, Gunther Christman, Old Charlie Pollock, Alec Wilson, Old Jim Tolte, Ernie Williams, Brian Chantrill, Wizard Smith, George Noble, Cox Miriam, Varley, bracket 1984 to 2020, bracket, by Robert McPherson, is presented on a 5 metre long, 50 centimetre deep, 70 centimetre high white plinth that sits alongside the angled wall in the northwest of Gallery 2, displayed in landscape orientation over an area measuring 50 by 500 centimetres. Many pieces of this installation have seen a former life as water divining tools or implements. They are fashioned from wire, narrow copper tubing and plastic. The art of water divination or dowsing is usually carried out by a dowser holding two pieces of bent wire, one in each hand. As they move over the land, the tools respond to the underground pull of any hidden waters. The tools are generally wire bent at a 90 degree angle so that a short handle is formed at one end, the remainder of the rod perpendicular and in line with the ground. This installation contains 9 pairs of dowsing rods. They vary in length, thickness of wire, and construction. From left to right. On the upper left, a pair of L-shaped 3mm wide wires have been placed, so the long lengths of the wire sit together pointing to the left following the gallery wall. Their shorter ends sit together on the right and could be held in one hand. Beneath them, two narrower, shorter wires with kinked horizontals lie side by side, one above the other. About 10 centimetres to their right, another pair of rods made of slightly thicker wire point to the right. Their handles are simply bent, placed about 8 centimetres apart and with the first handle slightly above the other, so the longer arms or wires are separated by 2 to 3 centimetres. The long upper wire of this pair has been extended with an additional piece of wire to match the length of its mate. The wires twist tightly together for about 12 centimetres, then the remaining 24 centimetres of the added dowsing wire extends right. Above this pair are two darker wires, about 35 centimetres long. They have small hooks at either end of their length and a 6 centimetre piece of hollow plastic threaded onto each of the arms. The old dirty plastic pieces sit approximately midway along the upper prong or arms. The wires ripple slightly along their lengths with bends that have been straightened. They bend down into a handle on the right end. The installation is divided roughly into thirds by two larger wire pieces. The first of these is a generous curve, shaped like a child's drawing of a hill or the handle of a bucket. It has a short horizontal which then rises into a generous smooth curve at the top before falling away symmetrically to the right and finishing with a short horizontal to re-establish ground level. The curve is approximately 50 by 60 centimetres. To the right, along the back of the display shelf, is another set of divining tools that point to the right. Made of thinner wire, the short upright handles are encased in a 10 centimetre hollow tube of copper. At the front, further to the right, are a second pair of older rods made of thicker wire showing small patches of rust. The ends of this pair are hooked and slightly twisted. The horizontal arms point left towards the hill, the short upright handles on the right. Separating this pair from the last four pieces in the installation is a lasso-like circle of rusted wire. A tail of straight wire, about 30 centimetres long, twists down into a smooth circle of wire that loops back upon itself. The wire passes through two narrow casings of copper tubing that have been slightly shaped to accommodate the curve of this 50 centimetre wire circle. The final third of this installation features three other pairs of divining rods and a longer 70 centimetre length of bright copper tubing, which sits along the back of the shelf. Alongside the lasso, the first pair of rods point to the right. Their longer horizontal wires are a little wobbly and bent. The last two pair point back towards the left of the installation. The pair at the front are flatter and made of thicker wire. The final pair sit about 10 to 12 centimetres above them and have short handles of copper tubing around internal wires. The short ends have been neatly finished with well-crafted loops that form two small circles of wire wrapped side by side. They create a stopper so that the copper handle doesn't fall off the shorter ends. McPherson assembled these pieces of wire between 1984 and 2020. Placing these items in relationship with one another, he creates not only spatial interest, but also evokes the rural places, intuiting the people, the real bush magicians who relied on the skill of divination to bring these places alive and enabling them to thrive. The pieces of wire function like scraps of bush calligraphy, telling a story of people and a place. Room sheet text. Robert McPherson is best known for his wry text and conceptual works inspired by the Australian landscape and vernacular expression. He was deeply interested in the ways that language forms systems of knowledge and how objects might be designated as art. This installation is part of a series known as Frog Poems, exploring how our systems of representation can be playfully rearranged to create new meaning. It features the artist's personal collection of water divining tools, which are used in the practice of dowsing or water witching. Each tool is dedicated to a figure from McPherson's personal history, creating juxtapositions between people, objects, and names. This is the end of the audio description.